Porro was unmasked at last and laid to rest by the side of his hideous clockwork dog, Toto.
Very good.
Yes, isn't it? Our labors now completed, the great detective Hemlock Stones and I, his patient doctor and biographer, returned directly to our lodgings at 99 Bakersfield Street. Thankful that for tonight at least, Londoners might sleep forever under a comforting blanket of thick English industrial fog.
Splendid.
That's it, Stones. Splendid. The adventure of the swollen sock.
Quite commercial there. Lead it up, old bean.
Yes, it takes care of last month's rent, too, well, you see.
By the by, have we eaten up all those old beans, Flotsam? I'm famished. Go rat about in the cupboard and see, old man.
Well, I'll give it the old army cry. We've been gone, you know. Probably spoiled.
Hello, what's this? This solution's turning blue. Not quite the solution I expected. That means the rat should have lived and the captain should have died, of course. Let's see. Norveticus ratus, Norveticus asses, mammalia, rodentia meridae. Here we are. It's black and brown. Eats electricity.
The rats have gotten to everything but this half tin of Uncle Sigmund's Peruvian cocoa powder.
That'll be all right. Did you know, Flotsam, that if rats were the size of English children, they could wipe us out in a week?
Shocking. I don't want to hear about it. Here's your cocoa.
Oh, thank you,
milk, sugar?
No, I'll take it straight.
I'll just have some tea if you don't mind.
They're the most advanced animal weapon of destruction yet created.
Hey, we can pay this month's rent, you know, and have a little left over for food if you'll just tell me a second story.
What am I, a second story man? If it's adventures you want, make them up yourself. Look here, in the London Exaggerator, it's full of them. Man coughs up towel in Brussels. Yankee pig nut swindle shocks Parliament. Sultan insulted in mele. Giant green cheese stolen. Aha!
Oh, what's wrong, Stones?
I sat on my pipe, but no matter. For I perceive that hidden behind this seemingly unrelated sequence of events, there lurks a singular, sinister attitude of mind.
Whose?
Mine! No, Piltdown, old man. You might as well ask who's behind the giant rat of Sumatra.
Oh, very well, Stones. Who's behind is the giant rat of Sumatra.
Damn, you're fat, Waller.
What?
Fast fats, no. But I shall never be tricked into telling a tale for which the world is not yet prepared.
Then we'd better be prepared for thin times, old scout. There's only a spoon of cocoa left in the can.
Yes, to live, a rat must chew.
So must we all.